I'm on vacation every single day, every single day.
Rose Gray, Fox World Travel. You hear Rose on the travel show Saturdays at 9 a.m. I always try to make sure that I catch it. Rose, it's so good to have you here in the studio.
Thank you. And before we get into Travel Tuesday, I want to remind the listeners, I'm going to be at Trivia Wednesday night.
Yes!
Yes!
We're so excited.
So Mary Lee gave me the dates and said, which ones do you want to go to? And I said, John and Julia, of course. So, yes, so I will be there, toys in hand, and I will be at your service, and
fantastic.
I can be on a team, or I can just float around and visit with people. So
it's
really
fun.
Yeah.
Give some of the trivia questions.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Help us give some of the trivia questions.
Perfect.
It's going to be so fun. We're so glad you're going to be there, Rose.
I will be there.
So it's Wednesday, 7 o'clock, Left's
right.
Lucky Town.
The
so
day
show
after,
up.
Is a day after Travel Tuesday.
Yeah. So is this a new thing, or is this just gaining steam a little bit each year? Tell us about Travel Tuesday.
Yeah, I think it's just gaining steam. So the website Hopper, that's one of the many, many websites you can use to look at airfare, Kayak and Expedia, and Hopper has really, really come to the fore. And they coined that phrase in 2017, and then everybody kind of grasped onto it because the travel industry didn't necessarily want to be part of Cyber Monday, although there are Cyber Monday deals as well.
Yeah.
But I think looking for that alliteration and calling it Travel Tuesday, it just made perfect sense. So cruise lines, tour companies, and airlines are now notoriously discounting things on that day. So if you go to the Fox World Travel website, foxworldtravel.com, and you have at the very homepage, you have three different opportunities there: business travel, meetings and incentives, and of course the sexy side, which is vacation travel.
Yes.
If you click that, you'll see Cyber Monday deals, but it also says and Travel Tuesday sales.
Okay.
And so the reason I direct the listeners to that particular page is because I was looking for days and I sent you and Julia some links where they were just spouting off like $800 off. And I thought, is this real? And then I go to our website, Princess Cruises, up to $800 off. So yes, if Fox is promoting it, it is legit. But I loved that you had a securities person on in the last segment.
Yeah.
Because this is what they love to do on these Travel Tuesday sites. They put timers on them. And so what do you feel then? Pressure. And so now I've got to make a decision right now. And those timers are usually, can be fraudulent. That's not when the deal ends, but they know when you clicked on and they want to give you some sense of urgency and you're going to make a rash decision on something that's completely non-refundable.
Oof, that's
so
not good.
So there are deals to be had everywhere if you know where to look and you're smart and you do your research. On Travel Tuesday, are there better deals than if I were to wait and look a week from Tuesday?
Probably. I mean, what we see is historically, that is what's happening on that Travel Tuesday. Now, there could be three deals at that price, or that the limited offer is really and truly only until noon on Travel Tuesday or something like that. So it's good because we're listening now on Cyber Monday. Do some preliminary research. See what it is right now so that you can compare. And it's probably better to have some kind of idea of what you want to do. I mean, if you're just randomly looking, we have 20 deals on our website, 20 tour companies and cruise lines that are offering deals. That's too many. Well, I could take a Viking River cruiser. Wait, maybe I'll go on African travel. But wait, Royal Caribbean looks good.
Yeah.
Have something in mind that you want to do so you're not all over the board.
Well, that's good. And there was something that you sent to us. It says nearly three times as many trips were planned on Travel Tuesday, which is incredible. And European travel companies are trying to get in on this.
That's exactly right. And so here's the thing. There's been this idea for a long time, and I do know that the airline industry people and consultants and things that we've spoken to are saying that this is a myth, but it has been a perception for a long time that Tuesday is the best day to buy airfare anyway, that that's when the airlines load the new fares, and that's when the airlines will look at their yield management and maybe reassess how many seats are going to sell at that very lowest, second lowest, third lowest price. And so, again, they're capitalizing on that idea that the Americans have been groomed to believe, and that is that Tuesday is the best day to buy travel.
Mm.
I know this is a very broad question, but if you're a family and you're trying to plan something for the summer, what are some basic areas of the world that you would begin to look at, or even in America? What would be kind of at the top if you don't want to break the bank. You're not independently wealthy, but you want to do something nice for your family. That's
well,
fun.
Well, if you're an adventurer, I would say national parks. National parks gained so much steam during COVID, and that trend has continued and continued. We want to do something with a family. We want to do something in the United States, and we want to do something that is something that is a little bit of a give back. You're at a national park. You're feeling a little patriotic about that whole kind of a trip. The other thing that you can do is look for what they call volunteerism opportunities and do that as a family.
Oh.
Lots of times these are often in the Caribbean or Mexico or something like that.
Yeah.
So summer's off season, but this is when they want you to come down there and paint or do plumbing or do electrical. You don't have to do it the entire time, but one full day of really giving back. So those are very, very prevalent. And again, if you're doing it as a family, it makes you kind of feel as a commitment that we all got together and we did something to give back.
I like that idea.
I love that, John.
I have friends that went to Panama, and they went to Panama for 5 days. And I think two of the days they volunteered.
Yep.
They worked. And the other 3 days they enjoyed the beaches and they toured the canal and they did all that stuff.
Exactly. And I know many churches and philanthropic nonprofits do these things, but you're sleeping in a church floor and you're, you know, that kind of thing. I want to give back, but I also am a little bougie. So can we work something out here?
I want to have a vacation.
Exactly.
We can do both, can't we?
Exactly.
Let's do a little bit of both.
Right,
so once
we
get back to the bougie, a lot of people are saying to be aware of resort fees.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. This is, and it's everywhere. Las Vegas was the one that really started this, and now everybody's got them. And you'd like to say to these people, could you possibly give me a breakdown? Itemize what this resort fee is. And they'll say things like a newspaper in the morning that never did get delivered, or you have a concierge service. Where is this mysterious concierge? And he did nothing or she did nothing for me. So you can ask to break it down. Now, some people have written about the fact that they've gotten them to the resort to take it off when they said, I didn't get any of these services, but that's in the past. I have not found anybody that has had success getting the resort fees off.
Interesting.
So you see the base price of your hotel room or your resort room, and then it can be anywhere from $35 to $100 per day, and sometimes per person per day. So what are these resort fees for, and how can we avoid them?
That was me on my honeymoon in Hawaii. I don't know why they did it. I thought it was for some conservation thing, but it probably wasn't.
Yeah.
It probably was for that newspaper I didn't get,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, exactly. That extra roll at breakfast.
Exactly.
How healthy is the cruise industry?
Booming. I think 14 new ships are coming out in 2026.
Wow.
Yeah. So you would have thought maybe COVID did that particular part of the travel industry in, but quite honestly, just the opposite. I think people are seeing the value of a cruise. They love that whole concept of other than maybe excursions, because everybody buys a drink package now. I mean, that's the in new thing.
Yep.
Back in the day, you used to get your bill and go, I actually drank this much.
Yep.
But now you can buy a drink package. So there's no surprise there. And so other than that, your excursions are really all that you're paying for. And you can eat unlimitedly. I mean,
and the food's better on some of the cruise lines than it used to be, too.
Absolutely. They know that they've got to up their game. So, yeah. And one of the new ships that just came out is on one of your favorite lines, the Star, the Princess Star just came out. And so that, everybody's all about that one. So lots going on
nice.
In the cruise industry. Celebrities got some really nice Travel Tuesday deals. Royal Caribbean's got some really nice Travel Tuesday deals.
What do we think about non-refundable fares?
It scares me.
Me too.
And then if you add on the insurance, we're better off just upgrading to the next level of non-refundability and what's covered in that insurance. Can I just cancel for any reason, or do I really need to have a covered reason? And most of the time people are canceling for covered reasons, an illness or a death in the family or a job situation or something like that. But it's really, really important to get the details. And this, again, is why you work with a travel professional. Ask the questions and then let them give you the answers. Why should you take hours and hours and hours of your time to read into these travel insurance policies or the non-refundability of this great trip that you just found and you're all excited about it? Let somebody tell you what's going on with that.
Let Fox World Travel help you. They've helped me plan stuff in the past. They're absolutely incredible experts in every area of the world, every sector of the travel industry. Start at the website, the Fox World Travel website.
Yeah, that's the best place to go, really, because among the other things, some of the time when you go to these deals, it'll put you onto our cruise booking engine. And we laugh because there's over 26,000 itineraries with over 53,000 sailings. But once you put in the filters and you put in the qualifiers, I want to be gone 7 days. I want to do the Caribbean. I want to sail out of Fort Lauderdale. That number shrinks exponentially, and you can start really, really honing in. But there again, narrow it down to three and call the experts and let them help you choose.
I like that. Rose Gray, you can check her out on Saturdays at 9 a.m. on WTMJ. Rose, this is so much fun. I got to get out of here and get ready for all the shopping I'm going to do tomorrow on Travel Tuesday.
Perfect. All right. We'll see everybody on Wednesday at Left Lucky Town.
Let's go. Town.